Feverish Night, a Venom fic. Rating explicit. The creator chose not to use archive warnings. Relationship, Eddie Brock, Venom symbiote. Additional tags, nightmares, interspecies sex, interspecies relationships, fever dreams, humor, possessive behavior, blowjobs, mental health issues, dubious consent, dubious morality. Translation, translated into English, podfic and podfic works. Venom's voice. Eddie was used to it, but the voices in his head stacked up like corpses, piles of heads. He could still hear the innocent tone in Venom's voice when he proposed to dismember their first victims. As if Eddie would let him. As if he could stop him anyway. The fever ate everything, like a forest fire. The voices talked to him through trees, no matter how far he ran. They caught up to him. He climbed trees, while beneath him the overly armed, so-called military from Life Foundation barked into their walkie-talkies, trying to find him. Except Venom was too smart. They were too smart. The voices weren't leaving him alone. He was in a restaurant with Annie. He was taking her hand to slip his engagement ring on it. She was smiling. Venom was whispering how eager he was to get into bed with them. The lobsters. They were in the water. They were with them. He picked one up and ripped off its head with his teeth. Were those his teeth or Venom's? His mirror image in the aquarium was a dark jumble adorned with fangs. Yet he wasn't scared. The voices inside of him started to screech, though, and he pressed his bloody hands over his ears to muffle the sound. The noise was very shrill. His weakness. Or Venom's? He kicked down his neighbor's door and found him holding his girlfriend, kissing on the doorstep of his apartment. They were back in the building's corridor. He got a mouthful of hatred, for this hairy asshole had everything he should have had, and Venom whispered that he could eat him for Eddie. Eddie resisted the suggestion, since the guitar noise had stopped. Maybe later. He was lying in bed. He knew that now. Except the voices still wouldn't shut up. He was sweating, and Venom's essence sluiced languidly over his naked body. Since when was he naked?
"Don't worry. I will take care of it, Eddie," whispered the symbiote's voice in his head, as black tentacles curled around his flourishing dick.
Eddie arched against the mattress. His hand fumbled around the bed next to him, but the space was empty. Annie had never been to this apartment. He had moved in after they broke up. He would have to change places soon anyway, once he paid off the damages caused by Drake's men. The voices screamed at the mention of Drake's name, but Venom's voice roared above them all,
"Don't be distracted, Eddie! Think about me! Think only of me!"
The grip on his cock got firmer. Eddie spread his thighs further, whimpering. It felt good. His head was heavy, his body on fire, and he was drenched in sweat. However, he still felt pleasure.
Venom, he whispered, tongue thick.
"That's it, Eddie," replied the symbiote, sweeping his tongue over Eddie's cockhead.
Eddie closed his eyes, trying to gather his thoughts. The voices were reduced to background noise, but he thought he had recognized some of them. He had heard them beg before.
"Don't think about it anymore, Eddie. Focus on me. Yes, like this."
His orgasm hit him like a bullet at point-blank range. He came violently, twitching as if short-circuited, and his sperm fed the tar-like parasite wrapped around his middle.
"What did you do to me?" Eddie croaked as his fever miraculously embedded.
"I absorbed them," came Venom's voice scornfully. "It was making you sick. I did it for you."
Suddenly, something tickled Eddie's asshole. He sat up and captured the black substance with his hand.
"I've already told you no," he roared.
Venom's voice got a little whinier.
"Oh, come on, Eddie. Only once. I've helped you just now, have I not?"
"You wouldn't have had to if you hadn't eaten all those people. That's what was making us sick."
The symbiote didn't reply, but his shape seeped into his host's pores. Eddie sighed and fell back into his pillow. He pulled up his sheet over his chest and closed his eyes.
"You're lucky I love you, you know," whispered Venom in his head.
Eddie smiled, eyes closed. "We're both lucky." The end.